Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Rotoballer Radio Fantasy Baseball Preview Series. I'm your host, Anthony Aniano. Happy to be with you here today as we take a look at some ADP risers, some sleepers, some value plays at the third base position. Folks, don't forget, head over to rotoballer.com and sign up now for that Major League Baseball Premium Pass. Use the promo code ACES. Save yourself an additional 10%. Get the draft guide, the lineup optimizers, all the great content there, including now. Also, don't forget, Rotoballer has a lineup sync tool, as well as new and improved player profile pages. Don't forget, Rotoballer covers all sports as well. Football, basketball, MMA, esports, NASCAR, PGA, even sports betting. So sign up any of those premium packages and save extra money with that promo code ACES. And don't forget, I wanted to talk to you also today about the MLB Rotoballer Challenge hosted by our friends at Fantrax. Fantrax is the most customizable free fantasy baseball platform in the industry. And that's why we're hosting our 2022 Rotoballer Challenge there. If you want the greatest fantasy experience, sign up for a free Rotoballer Challenge team today. All leagues are free to join, and you get to compete against Rotoballer writers and readers for a shot at the $500 cash grand prize. All new Fantrax users also get entered into a free giveaway to win a signed official MLB Wander Franco jersey. Go to rotoballer.com/challenge. Sign up for your team today. All right, everybody. As we approach now preseason games, April 7th will be Major League Baseball opening day. We now will have hopefully set our fantasy baseball draft day, and we're ready to proceed. Hopefully you're already right here, liked and subscribed to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Checked out my first base video, my second base video, and now today we'll talk some third base values and really maybe even an overvalued that I just don't like. And that leads us to the first player on my list, Alberto Mondesi of the Kansas City Royals. Came up as a shortstop, moving over to third base. Some places have him listed potentially as the DH for the Royals. All depends on how they configure things with Whit Merrifield. Is he going to be in second base or the outfield? Nicky Lopez then second base or shortstop? Bobby Witt Jr., shortstop or third base? Okay, if all of those guys are in the infield, Mondesi could be DHing. Otherwise, he could be at third base. No matter what happens, though, I don't want him on my fantasy team, especially at his current ADP. NFBC formats, his current ADP is at about 61, 62 overall. In a 12-team format, you're talking about round 5. In the NFBC, he's going as the 5th third baseman off the list. Rotoballer has him listed as third baseman number 6. No thank you. Not touching Alberto Mondesi anywhere near that option. Now, I know some of you will say, oh, the stolen bases, the stolen bases, the stolen bases. And I agree. Stolen bases are off the chart. Problem is, there's too many other categories he could drag you down. Yes, he did flash some power, okay? Back in 2018, he did hit 14 home runs. Newsflash, it's the only time he's ever hit 10 or more home runs in a season. Last season, he was sent down. He only had 136 plate appearances due to all sorts of injury that he suffered through as well. Okay, he hit 230 last year with a 271 on base percentage. And that's my biggest issue. If you're a speed guy, you got to get on base way over 300, not 270. It's just not acceptable. He is a career 283 on base percentage, way below league norms, a 243 career batting average. Now, last season in those 136 plate appearances, 6 homers, 19 runs, 15 stolen bases. Doesn't draw walks only about 4% of the time. When he does hit the ball, he does hit it hard. His hard hit rate was 44%. His barrel rate was almost 13%. Problem, bottom line, just doesn't hit the ball enough. And that's evident by his strikeout rate, okay, which has increased every year since 2018. It's going in the wrong direction. Last season, his K rate approached almost 32%. So you're drafting a player in round 5 in a 12-team league who you need to get on base to be productive, right? Because you're drafting him for those stolen bases, right? 43 steals was his career high back in 2019. Now, 2020 was the shortened season, and then last season, 15 steals in those 136 plate appearances. There's no denying he's given you 30-plus stolen bases. The problem is, just in my opinion, in a league that batting average is one of the five categories, or on base percentage is one of the five categories, he's dragging you down. Roster Resource doesn't even have him listed as a leadoff hitter anymore. He's down in a power spot in the lineup, sixth, with guys like Whit Merrifield and Nicky Lopez at the top of that Royal lineup. Okay, traditionally, if you're batting sixth and runners on base, you do not have the opportunity to steal bases. My approach for stolen bases is very different. I don't need the guy who could steal 40 to 50. I don't need to win stolen base category. Keep me in the middle of the pack by getting me guys who could give me 15 to 20 later in the draft, like Nicky Lopez of the Royals, who stole 22 bases last year and hit 300. Like Bradley Zimmer of the Cleveland Indians, who stole 15 and is walking into a full-time role this year. Like Ramil Tapia, the outfielder for the Colorado Rockies, who's going to bat leadoff this year, who stole 20 bases. Even take a flyer on a young kid like Bruján of the Tampa Bay Rays if he wins a spot coming out of camp. He stole 44 bases last season in AAA. I'd rather take those players late, like I did in TGFBI and Tout Draft and Hold, got them very late. If two of the three of them give me 20 to 25 steals, mix in a few 5 and 10s here and there from other players, I'll be middle of the pack without having to take a 220 hitter who strikes out one out of every three at bats and can't get on base like Alberto Mondesi. Okay? Way too high, round 5, way too high as the 6th third baseman off the board. Number 2 at third base I wanted to mention today, Anthony Rendon of the Los Angeles Angels. Will the real Anthony Rendon finally step up this year in year 3 as an Angel? His first two seasons with the Angels have not been good. Again, injured last year, only 249 plate appearances. Okay, really hasn't hit at all for the Angels. A combined last two seasons, 110 games with 15 homers, 65 RBIs, and a combined roughly 280 batting average. A far cry from the player he was with the Nationals, where 25-plus homers, 90-plus RBIs, and a 300 average was pretty much guaranteed, including his final season with the Nats, where he hit over 30 homers and drove in over 100. Last season, 6 homers, 34 RBIs, a 240 batting average, a 329 on base percentage, still respectable. Doesn't strike out, 16.5%. Walks a ton, almost 12% of the time last year. Hits the ball hard, 39% of the time. Okay, I will take my chances with Anthony Rendon, current ADP of about 106 in a 12-team NFBC league. That has him going about round 9 and as the 9th third baseman coming off the board in those formats. Roto Baller rankings have him as third baseman number 10. I'm all over that there, over Mondesi, 4 or 5 rounds earlier. Because if Anthony Rendon is right, okay, and he's only 31 years old. It's not like he's a 37, 38-year-old player. If Rendon is healthy and Rendon is right, okay, you're talking about a guy who could push 300, let's call it safe 285, with 20-plus homers, 90-plus RBIs in that Angels lineup. All right, third baseman number 3. I think grossly undervalued for power. Probably more draftable as a corner infielder, but that's Matt Chapman. At the time of this recording with the Oakland Athletics, who knows what happens in the next couple of days as the Oakland A's continue their fire sale. Okay, NFBC have him listed as third base, as overall pick 186. It's a 15th, 16th rounder. I have him in both Tout and TGFBI because of that value. He's going as third baseman number 16. Roto Baller has him as third baseman number 19, and it's partly because of the dip in batting average last year, which dipped to 210, and his on-base percentage took a plummet to 314. But I just want to point out to you, this is a career 243 hitter and a career 330 on-base percentage. If he comes back to that 240, 245, 330 on-base percentage with the power he's able to produce in 2018, 24 home runs. In 2019, 26 home runs. 2021, last season, excluding the shortened 2020 season, which I believe he hit 10 homers in that shortened season. 2021, last season, 27 homers, 72 RBIs. Strikes out a ton, 32.5% of the time. But at that point, 10 rounds after Mondesi, and you're getting the same strikeout rate, with arguably a better average, definitely a better on-base percentage, because Matt Chapman is willing to walk at almost 13% of the time compared to Mondesi at only 4%. So you've got a higher on-base guy, the ability to drive in runs, hit the ball over the fence 25 to 30 times, okay, and play third base somewhere. We'll see where that ends up being in the league. Hard hit rate at almost 42%, and he barrels the ball almost 13.7 to be exact, percent of the time. Matt Chapman in round 15, 16 for his ability to hit 30 home runs, hit 240 in that round. If you're getting him as a corner infielder, congratulations. That is a league-winning draft pick. And finally, my final third baseman, and he's always been a waiver wire darling of mine the last two seasons. Well, enough with the waiver wire. Let's draft him this year. That's Jaime Candelario of the Detroit Tigers. Going to play third base. Torkelson will play first. Miggy Cabrera will be the DH for the Detroit Tigers. Currently going in round 20 of NFBC drafts. Overall pick 236. He's going as third baseman 20. Roto Baller has him as third baseman number 22. Now, his trajectory has been outstanding. When you go back to 2018, he hit 224 with a 317 on base percentage. 2019, he hit only 203 with a 306 on base percentage. Not a productive season. In 2020, the shortened season, hits 297, raises his batting average 94 points, and his on-base percentage skyrockets to 369. It's 63 points higher. And then last season, he proves it's no fluke. He hits 271 with a 351 on-base percentage. Love him, love him, love him in an OBP league. He third in the league last season in doubles, with 42 doubles on the season. If you're in a league that has special categories, he's a slam dunk to be top 10 doubles, driving the ball down the line in the gaps. And as he gets older, those doubles could translate to more home runs. Well, last season, he hit 16 homers and 67 RBIs with 75 runs scored. Strikeout rate is completely in league norms at 21.6% of the time. And he walks over 10% of the time now. He's greatly improved that in his game, which has led to that 350 on base percentage, 350 plus the last two seasons. Hard hit rate sits at 39% of the time, and he barrels it about 9%. But in round 20, if you could wait till round 20 to fill your corner infield spot with a guy who's going to give you 15 to 20 home runs, tons of extra base hits, which leads to RBIs, and a 275 plus batting average, it's terrific value late in a draft. And I have him, I want him in spots as my corner infielder. So we have Alberto Mondesi, who I'm saying no to, not at his asking price right now, round 5. Anthony Rendon, a prime comeback candidate. And Matt Chapman and Candelario later in the drafts are terrific value at the position that you could at the least put into your corner infield spot. All right, everybody. Give me a follow on Twitter at @AnnianoFantasy. Make sure you like and subscribe right here to all the Rotoballer YouTube, to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Check out all the great content, including my first base and second base preview shows, as well as all the future positions coming out in the next week or two. All right, folks, sign up for that MLB Premium Pass with the promo code ACES. Stay smart, stay safe. We'll see you next time. Have a good one, folks.